Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we move on with the show, I just want to tell you a little bit about SB Live Sports, Florida's newest high school sports media company. SB Live Sports has a built-in team of top-notch sports writers, photographers, and videographers that are spread throughout the state to provide comprehensive coverage of all big games. SB Live Sports also writes feature stories and profiles, publishes breaking news, and provides the latest updates on recruiting, which is huge now. In addition, SB Live Sports has become a leader in tracking and publishing scores, including live updates. I encourage you to download the SB Live Sports app today. It's completely free. You'll be amazed at the volume of content that they put out on a daily basis. If you want to visit SB Live Sports on the web, you can find them at www.scorebooklive.com. That's www.scorebooklive.com. And click on the Florida tab from all the news in the state of Florida. Again, download the SB Live Sports app or visit them on the web at www.scorebooklive.com. You will be glad that you did. As you know, tonight kind of is surrounded about the FSU-Miami series. Been just a great series throughout the year. And they're playing. This is the respect of the game. They got a 7:30 contest on a Saturday night. And certainly a testament to both programs and their fan bases. And expect a really, really good and lively crowd out at the game. FSU comes in and playing pretty good football. I mean, yeah, they've lost a few games, but certainly a lot of people expected a lot worse. And coming in with a winning record, Coach Norvell has done a great job. Outstanding. Essen Kasim from the Tallahassee Democrat covers the Seminoles, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Essen, thanks so much for taking the time on this busy Thursday evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm actually in the break area of the women's basketball exhibition game right now. So.
Oh, okay. I didn't mean to get you away from that. I mean, how do the Lady Seminoles look this year? Pretty good.
It's an exhibition game. The last I saw that they were up 35-2 after the end of the first quarter. It's no problem. Okay. I just got called late. I was like, I could do the show still. So.
Okay. Well, obviously this is a big game. I mean, you've been involved this year, especially as a beat guy with the LSU game and some really, really challenging schedule that FSU's kind of stood up to the test. Did you expect this? Did you expect them to be so competitive, especially in light of everybody saying they didn't recruit well and they didn't do this and they don't have that, but yet they came out and continue to punch people in the nose despite not having a lot of depth? Talk about that, and have they surprised you? Did you expect them to be in a situation where they have a winning record after seven games?
Well, I mean, to be completely honest, I'll divulge a little of my background. I actually was covering Jacksonville State last year. Jacksonville State.
Did you get the job because of that great story you wrote? No.
Maybe. I joke with the people. I'm like, that was a loss, but you got me. So is it a loss?
Yeah, so, that's true.
So I did not know much about Florida State before I took this job because my first week on the job was LSU week. So I actually picked LSU to win that game because I thought, LSU, with the coaching change and all, on paper looked like a better team. So, yes, I would say I'm a little shocked by, where they are right now. I would not have been shocked by, 4-4 coming to this point with, the other loss being LSU. But sure. They have played Jordan Travis has had played most games have been arguably the best quarterback in the state of Florida. So it's been interesting to see the team's progression from week zero to where they are now, the 3-game losing streak. Kind of like the question that you had about the team kind of popped up. But the nice bounce back against Georgia Tech was obviously down, but still they're winning the games they're supposed to be winning, and they won the game that, you know, the toss-up game against LSU they were not supposed to win. So,
and they offensively they're doing real well. They're one of the, if not the top running team in the ACC. The offensive line kind of patchwork, but still doing a good job. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Trey Benson is just kind of ridiculous to watch. The guy just breaks tackles left and right. A lot of SEC fans were not thrilled when he actually came over here because of his injury history, but it's great to see how he has, you know, overcome that and is able to run the ball well. You know, Trayshawn Ward is their number one back. Usually he missed the last two games, but he should be back against Miami. He's been practicing all week. And then Lawrence Toafili is their third back, who has shown some flashes, is their receiving back, and can also get some big yards out of the backfield as well. So they have a three-headed monster. They, you know, the eye-opening game was 400 yards against Duquesne rushing, but then 300 yards against, over 300 yards against Clemson was probably obviously more, a lot more impressive because Clemson came into that game along, I think, was it 51 yards per game?
Yeah. And they surpassed that by the end of the first quarter.
Yeah. So it was an impressive performance. The running back group has been spectacular. And you mentioned the offensive line is a patchwork. They've had guys in. Credit to, you know, the offensive line for catching it together, but the running backs have done a great job of, you know, just carrying the team a lot of times.
I guess it's fair to say that, I mean, this is a, and we talked to a lot of people during the week, especially tonight with Marvin Snoop Minnis, former receiver at FSU, a local guy from South Florida. But it's fair to say that this is a good rivalry. This is a healthy rivalry. This is an admiration rivalry. A lot of kids have played with and against each other for years and years and years. Has there been many bulletin board things, or it's just all business this week?
Well, I mean, there's a couple players from Oregon, you know, that are obviously played for Cristobal last year, and Micah Pittman and Trey Benson. Pittman took the high road this week. Benson didn't really talk to us about, you know, the rivalry. So both of them are excited for the game, but they don't want to talk up their personal side. Although I am, my guess is, you know, they do want to play against, you know, Cristobal and kind of show them, like, Benson was not lightly used and injured at Oregon. Pittman was felt like he was underused in his role of not getting enough passes. So they both probably want to have a big game this week, whether they say it out loud or not.
No, I understand. I mean, obviously, but it's been a good thing. A lot of admiration to Coach Norvell, who, you know, comes on this show quite a bit. Really good guy, really up front. What do you expect in this game? I mean, you've seen, obviously, you've seen Miami on TV. You've been with FSU the entire year. Does this kind of, is this going to be one of them classic games, the last team with the ball could win, or does FSU kind of assert their offense and maybe come away with a win?
I think my school, I talked to the Sun Sentinel, did a Q&A with them this, earlier that printed today, and my final score was 34-20. I think it's close for the most part, but FSU kind of pulls away late. I'm not sure this is a classic just because I'm not sure if I trust the Miami offense enough right now.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, a lot. I don't think a lot of the fans down here do either. obviously, this is a rebuilding year, and Mario Cristobal coming back to South Florida. I know a lot of the fans, you know, they've been burnt so much in the past. I think even though that they have been playing up to expectations, a lot of future talk, and if you buy into the future, obviously, it's going to be exciting. Again, Kasim, thank you so much. Hassan, for taking the time with us this evening. Let everybody know how they can follow you. There's a lot of FSU fans down here on your website, also your social media.
Yeah, of course. The website is tallahassee.com, and we have you know, lots of coverage of football, basketball, and even soccer, which, you know, they're playing Notre Dame in the ACC semifinal tonight, tournament semifinal. Nice. So, and then my social media is at @Essen_Kasim on Twitter.
Good stuff. Essen, thanks so much. We'll hook up with you again, you know, a couple of weeks, and let's see the progress again.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the time.
Good stuff. Essen, good luck with the basketball, too.
Thank you.
Jessica Sim from the Tallahassee Democrat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.